Well, we've come to the end of another year. 365 days, 52 weeks, 12 months, and one trip around the sun. It's really not that long as far as time goes, but in our minds, we think a year, that's a long time. Hey, this is Joe Barrett with 5 Minutes of Grace. Well, we're on a journey, the believers, followers of Christ, we're on a journey toward our final destination, which is heaven. And the pace has increased. God's word says something interesting about the time we live in. We're told to redeem the time. I know that sticks with me because my dad used to say all the time, that was one of the things that he would tell us and just drilled into our heads, redeem the time, you know, which is, I thought, what does that even mean? Ephesians 5:16 says, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Now, I know if you got a coupon, you can redeem that coupon. Or if you put something in a pawn shop, you can redeem that and get it back. Is it really possible to redeem time? In this case, it means not to waste time. 5:16 from Ephesians, the contemporary English version, says it this way. These are evil times, so make every minute count. No wonder the psalmist prayed, teach me to number my days that I may incline my heart to wisdom. Number my days. What does it all mean? Well, it means we need God's wisdom so we can make every minute count. We have a few days left in this year. Think about that. Christmas is on the doorstep. It'd be wise not to waste opportunities with the people that you love this year. To be honest, I don't know how many Christmases like this we will have going forward. I hope that it's just that things get better and life returns to normal and we can enjoy families meeting together and driving and traveling. But I don't know. And so it'd be wise to not waste those opportunities to love the people that God has placed in your life. We may not have many times like this in the future. So let's make every minute count. It is a moment in time, a blink, and soon it will be gone. Loving people is a precious opportunity, but it will pass. You know, one thing about loving people is you have to ask yourself, if I was that person, you know, you got to know that language, that the person, people that you love, and then to let the Spirit show you how to express what's in your heart. Loving God, though, is at the top of our list. Don't waste a minute. Love God with all your heart. And that's what I'll be trying to do as 2021 disappears into the history books. And this is the final podcast for me this year. I'll be taking a couple weeks off, only actually 10 podcasts off, but, you know, between now and 2022. And but let's make every minute count. Let's redeem the time we have left in this year. But I do want to say thanks for listening to these podcasts. You know, it's just something new the Lord laid on my heart this year. And I appreciate those that take time to listen. And it's a bond that we share. And the next one will be on January the 3rd, on Monday. So with all my heart, let me wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And have a blessed holiday season.